be scary. Fine. I'll be scary. She rounds the corner and I see my opportunity to pounce. I pull the screwdriver out from my back pocket, closing the distance between us and grabbing the hair at the back of her head. Then I press the screwdriver into her back and shove her between two broken tractors. Olivia screams, but it's muffled as I cover her mouth. Shh. I whisper against her ear, spinning her around and slamming her back against the tractor wheel. I hold the screwdriver to her throat, and her pupils are expanding. Her breath's uneasy, but the glaze in her eyes tells me she's enjoying this. I tilt my head. Kai, I say, and she relaxes a little. This. I start digging the point of the screwdriver against her pulse. Is what I do. Will she notice how broken my words are, how badly I say them? She bites her lip.
What now?
I smirk under the gas mask, easing off her neck and dragging the screwdriver down her chest, scraping her skin. She's never heard my voice as Malachi. She can't see my face or my hair color or any of my tattoos with my gloves on. The only thing this version of me has in common with my true self is my height. I stare at her for a moment. So beautiful. So fucking mine. I'll give you a head start. My voice is rough, but I somehow manage to say those words without stuttering or overthinking the articulation of each syllable. I tip my head toward the cornfield. Run, little stranger. Run. I wonder if she'll remember throwing that word at me all those years ago, but if it triggers any memories for her, she doesn't show it. I step back, my pants tensing with my thickening cock as she takes a deep breath and disappears into the cornfield. I count to 5, 10, 15, 20, and flip the screwdriver in my hand before I chase after her. Fuck, she can run. I forgot Olivia used to be a cheerleader and has the stamina of a long-distance runner. Her heels lie discarded in the middle of the field, and I can hear her little gasps of breath the further we get from the festival. Spooky music plays, the cackling laugh of a monster, and I hear her yelp as she trips over something. I stop behind tall crops of corn, panting as I grip the screwdriver in my hand. She pushes herself back up to her feet, spinning left and right, wondering which direction would be best. The woodland isn't far. I could drag her in there, but I quite like this setting. She looks terrified, but also eager, like she wants me to catch her. The stranger. Whacking hair from her face, she turns and runs further away from the music, and I smirk as I take careful steps, letting her go further and further until I pick up my pace. My boots are heavy on the fallen corn, and I see her glance over her shoulder, spot me, and then her eyes widen as she screams loudly. Damn, my cock is solid, and I didn't think Olivia could go any faster, but I'm mistaken. Even dressed the way she's dressed, I need to up my speed to catch her. My hand fists the back of her veil, twisting into her hair, and she shrieks as I throw her to the side, making her roll over the snapped crops. Instantly, she starts crawling on her hands and knees to try to get away from me. I grab her ankle, and she kicks me in the face, nearly knocking my mask off. She tries to crawl forward again, but I groan in annoyance and grab her nape, forcing her face into the dirt while I position myself behind her. Ah! She slaps at me from behind, but her attempts are useless as I rip off her panties, pocket them, and pull my screwdriver back out. She goes stiff as I run the sharp, flat tip up her inner thigh, digging it in enough to cause a thin tear on her sensitive skin. Little beads of blood trickle down her thigh. She's still, but I can hear her breath hitching as I move the tip to her other thigh. Her ass is in the air, and I push her poor excuse for a skirt up her back, exposing her to me, and she winces as I let a gathering of spit drip from my mouth under my mask, landing on her back hole. She shakes, pushing back against me as I pull the screwdriver away from her thigh, leaning over her body. I let go of her nape and grip her hair, tipping her head back. "Open," I demand, pressing the handle of the screwdriver to her lips. She parts them, taking the handle into her mouth and flattening her lips. "Suck." My cock threatens to rip through my combats as it presses against her, but I refuse to let it free. This is about her right now, and I'm going to make her cry. I want to make her sob, in both pleasure and pain, with fear and horror. No one can see us way out here. The crops are taller than me and the music playing is faint. I can hear her heaving through her nostrils as I sink the handle of the screwdriver deeper into her throat, gasping as I pull it from her pretty mouth and slide myself back onto my haunches. Her pussy is soaked, drenched in her arousal, her ass puckered with my spit. I lick my lips, taking careful breaths as I drag the handle up her thigh, over her ass, then back down to her pussy. I tease her opening, her clit, making her whimper and push herself back for more.
"Kai, please."
Kai, not Malachi. She's moaning another man's fucking name. Then I see her face, the way she looked at me when she told everyone how violent I was, how she wanted to be free of me, how she was scared of me. My anger builds, and I force the handle into her ass instead. She cries out, lunging forward, but I hold her in place with a large palm on her back. Her ass grips the screwdriver, and I push it in more until her greedy hole devours the full handle. Then I let go of it, watching her pulse around the metal trapped there. "Kneel," I order, my voice a little rough. I get to my feet as she glances at me over her shoulder, her eyes wide and wild, the screwdriver hanging out of her ass. She winces as she sits up, a tear sliding down her cheek, and I unbuckle my belt, gripping her hair and dragging her in front of me. "Kneel."
"Fuck you,"
she snaps, whimpering as she gets to her knees.
"Can I take it out?"
I slap her across the face, grip her jaw, and free my cock. "No!" More tears spill out, and the sight of them makes my head throb, both heads, but mostly the one pressing against her lips. "Open." Momentarily, I pause. What if she sees my piercings and realizes it's me? Maybe it's too dark for her to see. She'll definitely feel them in her throat. I have no fucks left to give at this moment. Maybe later. She opens her mouth, and I don't give her a second to adjust before I fist my hands in her hair and thrust fully into her mouth, making her gasp around my cock, her throat constricting around the girth, the piercings up the underside of my cock reacquainting themselves with her tongue. The warmth, the fucking wetness of her throat as I force myself deep, using my grip on her hair to fuck my hips forward, choking her. Her hands fly up to my thighs, trying to push away, but I don't stop or ease off. I thrust harder, faster, knocking her back a little and making the screwdriver go deeper into her ass. My balls tingle, slapping her chin as I rock my hips, my head thrown back on a deep growl. She swallows around my dick, sucking, licking, and I pause for a moment and look down at her, taking over. Her eyes are on me, her mascara smeared down her cheeks, black lipstick on my dick. She's crying, but she's also rocking her own hips, enjoying her ass being pummeled by the screwdriver. My balls tighten, and as she hums around my thickness, I screw my eyes shut and shove her off me, making her scream when she lands on her back. I climb on top of her, kick her legs apart, and force my cock into her. The tip of the screwdriver is an inch from my balls, and as I cover her mouth and grab her throat, leaning up so she can watch me in the gas mask, I thrust all the way to the hilt, drawing a painful moan from her. So pretty, so fucking violent as she slaps at the hand, robbing her of air, digging her nails into my skin. She goes rigid as I hammer my cock into her like I'm trying to kill her, hard enough to hurt, fast enough that she must be seeing stars. Such a whore. I groan, the words broken but effective as she glares at me before her eyes roll. Take it, fucking take it. She's clenching around me, and it takes me mere minutes of fucking her before she tenses everywhere and screams against my palm as her orgasm smashes into her. I follow immediately, filling her with every drop of my cum, watching her drift in and out of consciousness from my grip on her throat, her eyes wide from the strangling pressure, her body starting to go limp beneath me. She just let a stranger fuck her. Why does that piss me off? I release her neck and mouth, pressing my hands to the fallen crops by her head, still sliding my cock in and out of her despite it only being semi-hard. I want to tell her she's beautiful, that she takes my cock so well, that she was fucking made for me. But I have no idea how to form those words properly without fucking them up, and it only makes me furious with myself and her. She tries to say something, but she doesn't get to talk. I don't want to hear her voice right now. I pull the cloth from my pocket, the one I already doused with chloroform, and hold it to her mouth while she fights me. Sleep, beautiful sister. My cock is still buried deep inside her, shallow thrusts until she passes out completely. I snatch my mask off and toss it aside, shaking my head and breathing. Fuck, it's hot in there, and the sweat in my hair is getting itchy. I pull my shirt up a little and look between us, watching my cock still sliding in and out, inch by inch, both our orgasms leaking from her cunt as I slip out. I gather up what I can from her thigh, and my eyes close on a groan as I sink two fingers into her heat. Keeping my seed inside her is a must. I've imagined it too many times to be healthy. I don't want to get her pregnant, fuck that, but I like the idea of her being full of my cum. To know that it'll be dripping down her thighs. I pull the screwdriver out of her ass, her still body making no movements, tuck it back into my pocket with the cloth, and sigh. She has blood on her thighs. I cut her with the screwdriver, but they're not deep gashes, little cuts. I lean down and lick clean. The taste of her coppery blood has me licking my lips, needing to taste more. I bite down hard on her other thigh, splitting her skin, and my eyes roll as I taste her blood there, too. I think I'm taking the Halloween spirit too seriously. I'll turn into a fucking vampire if I keep drinking her blood. Pressing a kiss to her cunt, I slip my tongue through her hole and taste us both. Then I suck a little on her clit and give it a chaste kiss. Getting her on my bike is going to be a nuisance. I stand up, looking around, and when I spot a fence area near the road, I form a plan. After covering Olivia's body with fallen crops, I grab my mask and put it on halfway, then leave her in the cornfield and head back to the festival, grabbing a beer from one of the stalls while I walk to my bike. Smoking, I wait a few minutes before I drive up the side of the field, parking close enough that I'll be able to carry her there safely. I kick aside the corn and carry my unconscious sister to my bike, wanting to punch myself in the dick for not bringing my helmet to put on her. I keep her in front of me, my hand slipping down to touch her exposed pussy rubbing on my seat while I drive to an old farmhouse I bought a few weeks ago. Specifically for this moment with Olivia in my possession. Surprisingly, she doesn't fall off, and when I reach the dark, narrow road, I smile at the thought of all the fun we're going to have here. Of the fear I'm going to instill in her when she realizes who's kidnapped her. My little captive for the foreseeable future, my darling Olivia. You aren't leaving here without me getting my revenge, you traitorous fucking bitch. 13. Malachi. Why did her biological mom need to give her such a difficult fucking name? Out of the millions of names she could have chosen, she picked one with four goddamn syllables. Did she not think of all the people out there who would struggle? The ones who need speech therapists or just settle on using sign language? If her mom wasn't already dead, I'd kill her for calling her fucking Olivia. I stare at the letters, tracing my finger over them. Oliva. I say, shaking my head. Olivia. I grip my teeth. Why the fuck can't I say it properly? I know how to say her name, but when I try to sound out the letters, my tone shifts and I fuck it up. What if I shortened it? She thinks my name is Kai. My real name is Malachi, by the way. Not Kai, but she thinks that. What if I called her Liv? Liv, I say, grimacing. Olivia. Closer. I sit up straight and puff my chest and try to say it all as one word. Olivara. My confidence drops. Fuck off. I scrunch up the paper, toss it in the trash can, and light a cigarette, filling my lungs with the smoky poison while I watch my sister through my phone screen. She's hanging from the basement ceiling, chains on each wrist, a collar around her throat, ankles shackled with a spreader keeping her legs apart. She looks beautiful in her little goth bride costume with her panties shoved into her mouth. She's been hanging there for hours while I made sure our bedroom was ready. It is, and I can't wait to share the bed with her. I pull on a black balaclava, chewing on some gum as I look in the small, cracked mirror on the wall. She might recognize my eyes, so I put the gas mask over the top of the balaclava, slide my gloves on, and head down to the basement with a sandwich and glass of water. My heart rate spikes when I open the door to the basement and see her, even though she's out cold, her mascara and black lipstick smeared all over her pretty face. I place the plate down and stand in front of her, tipping her chin back and pulling the panties from her mouth. She breathes, her eyes fluttering, and I smile at her, not that she can see me, and bring the glass of water to her lips. She gulps down each drop, and I wipe my gloved thumb over her lips and down to the collar on her throat. I was going to attach her to my cock or my wrist, but I want to give her some free will, for her to want to come to our bedroom with me. Just not yet. She hasn't earned it yet. Her eyes open properly and she sucks in air as the realization that she's chained up and stuck in place hits.
What the fuck?
She croaks. She looks down at her legs, at the spreader, keeping them wide open.
Let me go.
I shake my head and gather the sandwich in my hand, bringing it to her mouth. Eat, I demand. It's good. I clear my throat, annoyed with myself for fumbling a little on my words. She clamps her mouth shut, so I pinch her nose and shove the sandwich in when she finally parts her lips for air. You need to eat, darling sister, or this will end sooner than planned. You need to stay healthy, hydrated, and well-fed while I make you suffer for stealing 8 years from me. I mean, I want to say that to her, but I have no idea how. Instead, while she chews on the sandwich, I lower my free hand to her cunt, gliding my fingers through the wetness there. Always so wet. Fear always turns her on, and pain. I know between her legs and her back all must be sore, and her jaw probably is too from how harshly I fucked her mouth. She whimpers around the sandwich as I slip a finger inside her. It's been around 10 hours since we left the festival. I already sent messages to her friends to say she went home with her biker friend and that she'd reach out soon. I also saw an opened email from Mom with details for her first date with Xander. My dear sister should be meeting her future husband tomorrow, but it's a shame she'll be sucking her brother's dick instead. I add another finger and she tenses everywhere. I hum, forcing the rest of the food into her mouth to gag her, then slowly unclipping the front of her corset. Each clip makes her tits spill out the top, and when I get enough of them undone, she's writhing in the chains, trying to rock her hips into my hand while I pinch her nipple. I twist it, and she screams around the sandwich, spitting it out and gasping.
Please, please!
I pull my fingers out of her and walk towards the small table, lifting a knife next to the plate, and I twirl it in my hand as I turn to her. She's crying again, her pussy soaking her thighs, and I smirk under my mask, blood rushing to my dick. I walk behind her, and she fights against the chains to watch me, to see what I'm doing, but she's trapped. I clench my jaw to stop myself from severely hurting her, causing her more pain than she can handle, as I cut the rest of her corset off, then press the point of the blade to her spine. She trembles in only her skirt, the pathetic scrap of material easily ripped off with my hands and thrown aside, too. Her naked body has always been my heaven. Somewhere I don't belong, somewhere I shouldn't taint or cut. But as I walk round her and bring the sharp edge of the blade to her nipple, I slice carefully, making her stiffen everywhere as a trickle of blood slides down her stomach. I do the same to the other, and she moans in both pain and pleasure. Her eyes land on me.
Take your mask off.
I shake my head, even though a shock of anxiety hits me. If she finds out it's me, what would she do? I'm having too much fun right now to ruin my hidden identity.
If you take it off, I'll suck your dick.
I frown and stop walking around her. What? My voice is deeper, a warning tone I've never heard from myself before. She has no idea who I am, and she just offered to blow me in exchange for me taking off my mask. I clasp her chin in a firm hold, bringing the knife to her throat and pressing the sharp edge to her pulse. I want to slice it open, deep and gaping, to see her blood spill down her body, but I also want to kiss her. God damn it!
I have a brother.
She says, her eyes watering.
If you hurt me, he'll find you.
Yeah. The thrill going through me right now is fucking ecstatic. She just threatened me with myself. She thinks I'll save her. My gaze drops to the locket sitting between her breasts, and she gasps as I snap it from her neck.
No!
I open it, staring at the picture of our younger selves, shoving it in her face. Him?
Yes. Please don't break it. Please.
You love him? My pronunciation stays firm.
He's my brother.
She replies, her bottom lip trembling.
Of course I love him.
I laugh, really fucking laugh, in a way I've never done before. My laughter is usually silent, a shake of my body while I smile, but this time it's loud, my head thrown back, a genuine grin on my face. This fucking... How can she say she loves me after destroying what we had? I grip my mask and pull it off, and her face falls when she sees the balaclava. A deal. I stop, my tone already fucking up. Is a deal. She watches me throw the gas mask aside, and I walk to the wall all the chains are connected to and loosen the ones on her wrists and collar, making her drop to her knees, her legs still parted wide from the spreader. Her hair, if I wasn't wearing fucking gloves, would be so soft in my hold. I grip it while I stand in front of her. The basement isn't bright, a shitty lamp to the side giving it a soft glow so she can't see my piercings or eyes properly. I free my cock, grip her jaw firmly, and shove it into her mouth. This time, I let her do the work. On her knees and in chains, the blood drying from her nipples, her pussy drenched, she wraps her slender fingers around the base of my cock and takes as many inches as she can. I'm not small, and definitely not of average size, so the fact she can deep-throat my length is impressive. I close my eyes and bask in the feeling of her sucking my dick, her other hand on my thigh grasping, her throat contracting around my thickness. She chokes, but I grab the back of her head and hold her there until I feel myself getting close. I don't want to finish yet, so I pull back and tuck my cock into my waistband and tap her cheek with a light slap, chuckling as she glares at me.
You're pierced.
I stare at her, not gracing her with a reply. Inside, I'm panicking. I don't have a normal piercing either. I have multiple, 5 bars like a ladder positioned up the underside of my cock and a hoop at the tip. I got my ears stretched a little when I got out of prison, tattoos on my neck and hands, but other than those changes since I was 19, nothing about me is different. She wipes her mouth.
Give me back my locket.
Give me back my 8 years, I want to say, but I ignore her. She tries to stand on shaky legs and fails, so I help her by pulling the chain back into place, taking her off her feet completely. I wet my lips and grab a cigarette, watching her dangle from the ceiling, the collar choking her, but not enough to kill her. She's gasping for air while I light a cigarette, inhaling and blowing the smoke against her pussy. It clenches, and I smirk to myself as I bring my cigarette to her mound, just above her clit, and press the burning end to her skin. Only for a split second, but it's enough to make her scream, a strangled scream, then moan as I drag my tongue up her glistening slit and suck on the area I just burned. She's aroused. More aroused. So she likes that kind of pain, too. I leave a little trail of burns on her skin all the way to her breasts and brand my initials just under them and kiss and lick each mark until my cigarette is finished. I palm at her tits, biting her nipples and breaking skin, and her entire body trembles as an orgasm hits her. Her thighs are tense, and I watch her pussy clenching on thin air, her body rattling in the chains as I shove two fingers deep to bring her orgasm to its absolute peak. She passes out right after, but I keep going. I lick at her clit, adding a third finger, fucking into her with them as I massage her ass. Then I pull my fingers out and walk behind her to kneel, parting her ass cheeks with my hands and using the wetness from her cum to lube up her puckered hole. It's staring right at me, like it wants to have a conversation, so I silence it by burying my tongue inside. She screams awake, and I grin to myself as I drag one last orgasm out of her. This is going to be so fun, Olivia. I'm sitting on my chair waiting for her to wake up. It's been 3 hours, and I'm bored. Standing, I grab another chain and hook it on the ceiling behind her, pulling it between her legs and wringing it through a hoop I installed to use as a pulley. I sigh, watching her for a minute, then yank the chain, making it ride between her legs and bring her off her feet. The yelp she lets out makes me chuckle. Her clit is trapped between two of the chain links, and I see a spot of blood. It looks good on her. Red is definitely her color. I lick the spot, and she flinches.
You fucking psycho!
Good. Fight back, little sister. Don't give in. She tries to knee me in the face, but the chains stop her. I pull the chain between her legs higher, and she squeals, even though I can see how soaked she already is. She's quite the masochist, and I love it, because I think I'm a sadistic bastard. Olivia is biting back a moan as I drag my tongue up her ribs, stopping at her nipple. I suck on the tip, happy to see both nipples are already hard as stone. You love pain, I say perfectly, and I want to pat myself on the back. I love pain.
Whatever, asshole.
She snaps, pulling at her restraints.
You have no idea who you're messing with. When he finds out where I am, because he will, he'll come for you.
I smirk and tap her cheek. Stupid woman. Stupid, beautiful, smart woman I want to spend the rest of my life with. On her tiptoes, she absently moves her hips forward, so the chain grinds against her pussy, and I sit back on my chair again and watch, lighting a cigarette. Keep going, I demand, reaching under my waistband to fist my dick, stroking as she rubs herself over the chain. It's rubbing against her ass, too, and her eyes are rolling as she gives in. She's dirty and fucking sexy, I'll give her that. I also want to fuck her back whole. I stand and walk around her. She seems too engrossed in getting herself off, only pausing her hip movements when I step up behind her, parting her ass cheeks so I can watch the chain between them. I reach forward and loosen the chain, hooking my finger through the links between her ass and moving it over one of her ass cheeks. It's still against her cunt, but now I have access to her ass. I spit, the saliva rolling down her back to her hole, then shake my head and walk back to the table. I grab my knife, roll my sleeve up enough to show a little tattooed skin, and cut into my flesh as she gasps. Behind her again, I let my blood trickle down her back, spreading it all over with my palm, watching it seep into the crevasse of her ass. My cock is pulsing, and I pull it out, stroking it a few times with a bloody fist before lining up with her ass. She fights against the chains again, but I don't hear her cries or moans or anything as I nudge the head of my cock into her back hole. Little by little, it grips me, and fuck, it's tight. Tighter than her cunt. I've never done this before, never fucked an ass, and I assumed it would be like sliding into Olivia's pussy. I'm greatly mistaken. This is by far the best thing I've ever felt. It hurts with how narrow the tunnel of her ass is, clenching around each inch I manage to push in. She's crying, begging me. For what? I don't know. I'm more focused on how glorious it looks, thrusting into her hole. Blood is still trickling from my wrist, and I coat her back with it, then unfasten her collar and grab her throat, fucking her while the chains rub against her pussy. She's shuddering in my hold, tears sliding against my hand as my blood stains her chest. Fuck, I can't see properly, and my moans are deep, loud, husky. I think I might need to stay in her ass forever. It's official. I, Malachi Vise, hereby swear to be an ass man now. Forever and always, I will gratify my needs by burying my cock in my sister's tight back hole. Her orgasm hits, and I can feel it in her ass. It gets tighter, so much so I fear my dick might get stuck or snap in half, but that's fine. I'd gladly die here. Do you see this, Dad? I'm buried inside my sister again, and there's fuck all you can do to stop me. My eyes roll to the back of my head as I fill her ass with my cum. I hold it there, deep, throbbing, pulsing each string of cum from my body as she sobs her heart out, begging me to stop. I lean forward and disconnect the chain, and she cries even more when I pull my cock out of her ass. I smile at my handiwork. The blood, the cum, the tears. I'm nearly finished here, and when I'm done, Olivia will swear herself to me forever. 14. Malachi. Mom is trying to fucking annoy me. First, she arranges for Olivia to have dinner with Xander. Now she's emailing about setting a fucking wedding date for 2 weeks' time. Maybe I should kill her. Would the wedding still go ahead if the mother of the bride had been tragically ripped apart and fed to a pack of wolves? Knowing my family, probably. My tarantula is crawling over my hand and I watch him explore my scent. He's new. I bought him a few days ago, and I think he looks exactly like Spikey, my old pet, who Mom had destroyed when I was arrested. They killed my fucking spider, the assholes. I still want revenge for that, too, because Olivia didn't even try to stop them. Going by her journal, she didn't do much to stick up for me, only herself. In all honesty, everything I've read in that fucking book pissed me off. She talks about me a lot, about how abusive I was to her, yet she liked it. She liked when I was a manipulative dick and forceful. Then why did you testify against me, sweet Olivia? Why tell all those people what I did to Daddy, then fill my phone up with voicemails of you crying and apologizing? Why search for me when I was released? Why act like you hate me when you miss me? I'm a hypocrite. I internally rain havoc on any warm thoughts of Olivia, but deep down I fucking missed her too. Being separated from her was like being thrown into the sea when you can't swim. Drowning. I was fucking drowning until I set eyes on my Olivia again. She currently has some spider webs on her. My pet crawled all over her body until he decided to try to escape from the basement and made me chase the fucker. Olivia. I mutter to myself. I try to whisper it faster and mess up. I sigh and check her phone for any new messages, but even her social media is dead. Where has your exciting life gone, sister? The chains rattle and I lift my gaze to see her waking up. Ah, I start. Good. You awake. I meant to say you're awake, but I guess I'm still learning that shit. I stand and walk towards her while my spider scurries around my palm. He's a baby still, furry, but the way she's widening her eyes tells me that, one, she has no idea she has webs in her hair and on her body, and two, she's still terrified of anything with eight legs. Poor little guy. He just wants to be understood, just like me. Don't you, buddy?
Don't you dare come near me with that thing!
I smile, still in my balaclava. I fucked her ass all of yesterday, and while she passed out, I went for a sleep in our bed and showered. I tried to sponge wash her, but she got turned on, and I ended up fucking her ass again. She even begged me to give her pussy attention, and I denied her of it. I can't help but smile at her. She's beautiful. She has been since we were kids. I think since I met her in the airport, I knew how important she'd be to me. And when she learned sign language and how to play Happy Birthday on the piano for me, I thought I was important to her too. Years passed, but I could never handle being far from her. I always wanted to kiss her and laugh with her, to lie in her bed and watch her sleep, sniff her fucking hair like the drug it is. I was technically her brother. I'm still classed as one, I think. And as much as I wanted to be special to her, to be with her, I never wanted to be her brother. I wanted to be her first kiss, her first love, her first dance at homecoming. I wanted to hold her hand and kiss her whenever I wanted. I was never normal enough for her, the freak without a voice. Our parents hated me. I was the adopted kid they never should have signed for. She was the angel, still is to me, despite everything. And I was the mistake. My parents were already concerned about my fixation with my sister, but when I was 15, I kissed her during a board game and was moved to the other side of the manor, so we had to risk our lives every time we wanted to sneak into each other's room by walking across the roof ledge. When I was 19, I knew the way I felt about Olivia was wrong. It was like an illness I had no idea how to treat. Olivia Vise was my sister, and I had fantasies of fucking her, of kissing her until we couldn't breathe, of me hurting her and her liking it. I was so dangerously obsessed with her that I planned to fuck her in her sleep, but I settled for going on a date instead to try to make her jealous. That was my first mistake. Everyone made up lies about me. I was the loser, the weirdo, yet all the girls wanted to suck my dick or try to make me fuck them to see if I'd moan their name. I never went near Anna. I didn't kiss her, and I definitely didn't fuck her. Olivia was my first. She's the only person I've ever been with. I tried to tell Olivia, but she kept grabbing my hands when I was signing, and I couldn't say her name, never mind all those words. She slapped me, yelled at me, then I got sensory overload and snapped. Then I guess I saw red and ruined it all. Now my sister is pulling away from me as far as she can in her chains while I drag my palm over her tits, my creepy crawly spider settled on top of my hand. She's shaking so much, and her little whimpers are making my dick hard. I fix it in my pants, tucking it up into my waistband, and she glances down.
Wait!
She hesitates, and the look in her eyes tells me this is a fear she may not get off on. Good thing this isn't about her. This is for me. For the years she took from me. I tilt my head the way I always do when I look at her and drag my palm up and over her web-covered breast to her throat. She freezes all over as I let the spider crawl onto her face. I don't think she's even breathing as I tilt my head further, watching it scurry over one of her eyes. Beautiful.
Please take it off. Please, Kai. Please. I'll do anything.
I capture my lip between my teeth and walk behind her. I like the way. I stop, gathering my courage to keep the words coming, sinking my teeth into her neck to buy me some time, she whimpers and pulls on the chains. "You scream," I finish, licking a trail from her collarbone over her nape and biting the other side of her neck. I move her hair over to the other shoulder, tugging down my pants to free my cock and press it to her entrance. "Scream louder," I add as I force my cock into her pussy from behind and her lungs expel the most arousing fucking sound, her head thrown back. My pet is crawling up the side of her face and I can see the fear in her expression. "The itsy bitsy spider," I whisper against her ear, sliding in and out of her cunt. "Climbed up the water spout." My tone is surprisingly good, considering. Maybe it's the fact I'm distracted by my body pressed against hers, or the way her pussy clutches at my cock as I keep thrusting, her breaths gasping out of her in both fear and pleasure. "Down came the rain," I say slowly, biting my lip and groaning as I get deeper into her depths, "and washed the spider out."
"Oh, God,"
she moans, the chains rattling as she pulls at them just as my little furry friend crawls up into her hair. "Out came the sun," I whisper, dropping my hand down the front of her to pinch her clit while I twist her nipple and dry it up. "All the rain." I feel my spider scurry onto my neck, settling there as I fuck my girl with more force, a shiver shooting down my spine to my balls as I force out the rest of the lyrics through gritted teeth. "The itsy bitsy spider." She explodes around my cock, her inner walls clenching my thickness, and I pinch her clit harder, thrusting deeper and making her scream through her orgasm. My balls tighten more than they ever have, and I still inside her, my cock pulsing strings of cum with each twitch of my own release. My vision blurs, and I nearly collapse against her as I catch my breath. She goes limp again, and I sigh and pull out, pressing my forehead to her back as I spread the sticky substance leaking from her over her cheeks, slapping one hard enough to leave a mark. The tickling at my nape, where my balaclava isn't covering, has me carefully reaching back for my tarantula. I hold him in my palm and chuckle as I grab a chain above me for support, since I'm a little dizzy. "Climbed up the spout again." He crawls up my arm while I circle my sister. I go to smell her hair and frown. It doesn't smell like strawberries like it did when we got here. The burns look like they could use more cream too, and her wrists are all red and raw from the chains. Have I had her chained up for too long? I've been more than happy to clean her up when she wet herself, feed her when she needed food, but I think my girl needs a good scrub. She's covered in dried blood, webs, cum, cigarette burns, and bite marks. Fine. Maybe she's had enough. I know I have. I kind of want to just lie with her, cuddle her, even if she hits me in the process. I free her wrists and catch her in my arms. My spider sits on my shoulder as I carry her out of the basement. I let him come with us to the bedroom while she snores against my chest, lifting her higher so I can flop her over my shoulder, then settling my pet into his tank. I take Olivia into the bathroom and fill the tub while I sit her on the ground, her back to my front, and run a comb through her hair. She's whimpering in her sleep, rubbing her thighs together, so I lower my hand and cup her pussy, and instantly, the greedy little stranger pushes against my palm. Nope, I say, taking it away. Not yet. I lift her into the tub, not climbing in behind her like I would whenever I drugged her at her apartment. I wash all the blood from her body with a sponge, then grab her usual shampoo brand and lather her hair with it. She keeps slipping under the water, and it's fucking annoying me. Holding her in place, I strip my clothes with one hand, even the balaclava, and climb in behind her to keep her still while I wash her hair. I sigh in contentment at how perfectly she fits against me, palming her tits and tweaking her nipples, making her cry out softly. She's still unconscious as I dry her off, brush her teeth and kiss her, then place her in bed. I don fresh clothes, a hoodie and sweats to hide my tattoos, and pull on the balaclava again, sitting on the dresser with a cigarette while she sleeps. Naked. Exposed. Branded with my mouth and my initials burned into her and little cuts from my knife. She looks perfect. She looks like mine. I stub out the smoke and climb into bed beside her, feeling tired myself, but I can't sleep. She'll wake before me and try to run away. She can't leave me. Not again. I pull my sister against me, the perfect little spoon, my puzzle piece, wrap my arms around her and kiss the spot behind her ear. Soft, chaste kisses. She sighs into me, rolls her hips, and I lean back to watch her ass rub against my hardening cock. I'm reminded of that first time in my bed when she thought I was asleep and rubbed her ass against my cock. I was so fucking close to pushing the limit at that point, but I was a virgin, and whether I was a cocky wanker or not, Olivia made me nervous. She still does. I push Olivia onto her back and settle between her legs, pulling my boxers down over my ass so my dick springs free. I fist the base, stroke it once, then tap it against her clit, making her tense and part her legs wider for me. I glide my pierced head against her slick folds and ease it through her opening. She rolls into me, her pussy wrapping around my head and making me twitch. I fist the pillow beside her head with one hand and grab her throat with the other, and her eyes ping open as I squeeze, just as I pummel one hard thrust into her. Good girl, Olivia. Be fucking awake while I take you like this. I haven't had her missionary with her awake, and I want her to look into my eyes while I fuck her. Her widening gaze flicks between both of my eyes, and I bury my face in her neck as I rock my hips into her, slamming so hard the headboard rattles against the wall. I inhale, smelling her hair, the freshness of it, and my cock tingles as it thickens.
Malachi.
15. Malachi. I pause. My lungs halting, my heart restarting as I stay still, as if I just imagined her saying my name. Did she? Or is it her voice in my head again? When I was locked up, I always had conversations with her, but never real ones. I was losing my fucking mind and deluded myself into thinking she was lying beside me some nights.
Malachi.
She says again, and I pulse. Inside her, pushing my arm straight so I can get off her. But she traps me by wrapping her legs around my waist, her lips parted as she erratically looks at my eyes again. Her shaky hand lifts, and I don't pull away as she slides the balaclava over my chin, my mouth, my nose, then removes it completely. My black hair, long and falling over my eyes, catches her attention. She brushes her hand through it, her legs still tightly wrapped around my hips as a tear slips from the corner of her eye. Her gaze follows her fingers, dropping from my hair to trace one of my brows, down the side of my face to my jawline, grazing over the stubble to my lips. Mesmerized. Like she hasn't seen me in over 8 years. I mean, she hasn't, but I expected her to scream at me to get off her or hit me, to curse at me for what I've done, not to do. This. She's tracing my facial features. I'm letting her. Instead of making her pay for ruining nearly a decade of my life, I'm letting her touch me so freely. And I love it. I'm all warm and tingly, and I like it. Her fingertips are soft. I've been so deprived of touch while being locked up that when her palm cups my cheek, I press against it.
You can talk,
she says, her bottom lip trembling.
You can talk, Malachi.
I stare down at her, my lips moving but no sound coming out. I shake my head, then freeze all over when she lifts her head and kisses me. Her lips are so fucking smooth and addictive, and I relax into the kiss and part my lips, allowing her tongue to slip in to move against mine. Her taste, her fucking kiss. I had no idea I needed it so much. She rocks her hips up, and I meet her movements with a slow thrust, both of us gasping into each other's mouth. She grabs a fistful of my hair and tilts my head to deepen the kiss while I slowly move in and out of her. She's soaked, gripping my cock, but I'm more focused on her kissing me, the way she whimpers and fists my hair, the way she controls this as she pushes me off her and climbs on top of me. Olivia looks like a fucking angel as she straddles my hips, lifting to her knees to hover over my cock, then lowering herself so I fill her again. Her hands are on my chest, digging into the thick muscles there as she bounces on my cock. I hold her hips, fucking up into her cunt, gritting my teeth as a deep growl rips from my throat. She cries out above me, her pussy gripping me like a fist as she slams down onto my thickness, scraping her nails down my chest as her inner walls clutch me through her orgasm. She's shaking but still bouncing on my cock, taking control as she drops and grinds.
I want to hear you moan again,
she says, leaning down to grab my throat, dropping her hips on me faster, making my eyes roll to the back of my head.
Let your little sister hear your voice. I want to feel the vibrations in your throat while you moan for me, Malachi.
Her forceful words, the way she cuts off my oxygen, and how hard she's slamming down on my cock makes my balls tighten. I came not long ago. What the fuck is happening? I go dizzy as I let out another moan and grab her shoulder, keeping her still as I pulse every drop of cum deep inside her. She collapses on top of me, and I hold her in my arms, my heart pounding in my chest, sweating between us, gasping to draw air into my lungs. After about 10 minutes, she sits up, looking down at me.
Jesus, Malachi, what the hell are you doing?
She could be asking me a number of things here. Why did you fuck me while I was unconscious? Why did you shove a screwdriver in my ass? The chains, the spider, the cuts and bites and burn marks. So many questions. And all I can do is watch her above me, calling me by my name, willingly on my cock, and looking all beautiful and mine. But then I remember our reality and what she thinks I did to her years ago. Anna lied. I force out, feeling the rage already coming when I think about that bitch and how I stupidly didn't snap her neck as soon as I was free.
She lied?
Olivia asks, her brow furrowing. I nod, twirling my finger around a lock of her hair. You. I stop, shaking my head in annoyance. It was way easier to talk with my identity hidden.
Take your time,
she says, smiling down at me, capturing my hand as I pull it away from her hair and linking our fingers.
I could listen to your voice all day. Just breathe. I'm listening. Go slow.
You were my first. I promise. My first and my only. At least she isn't laughing at the way my speech is. She's being patient.
I had a feeling it was all lies. My friends went a little weird on me after the allegations about us, and our parents made me deny that we were ever intimate. I hated you for what you did to Dad, but I missed you. I even had a feeling it was you all along. But I wanted you to punish me. You wouldn't have been locked away if it wasn't for me testifying.
Then she frowns and slaps my chest.
You put a damn spider on me, asshole!
She points at her body, the burned initials with raised brows.
Really? And what took you so long? You were released months ago.
I grin and lift my hands, signing, I was waiting until the right time to show myself. She snatches my wrists and shakes her head.
No. Use your voice. Talk to me.
I stop, nervously licking my lips. Not good at that.
You were perfectly fine whispering a nursery rhyme in my ear while your monster crawled all over my body.
You came, I say with a shrug. You liked it. She grins wide.
It's so deep.
Yeah. I lift my hands again. Let me sign this. She nods and watches my hands. I'm not sorry for beating up Dad. He made my life hell for no reason. I do miss Mom, though. And I know we have a little sister. She seems nice, but I don't plan on speaking to her.
She is nice. I think you'd like her. She's quite talkative and full of energy.
Then I'd hate her. She rolls her eyes.
You were the one leaving chocolates and flowers in my house?
Yes. I sign. I also fucked you while you were unconscious on your bathroom floor.
I'm going to pretend I didn't see you sign that.
You wrote in your journal that you wanted to experience somnophilia. You came on my cock and everything. Tick it off your little list. She flattens her lips.
Fine.